Hi guys, it's Thursday again. Welcome back to my podcast, The Unraveling with Miles Dre. Happy to be back after a long break from air. Unless I forget, compliment of the season to you all. This is the first episode of the year, and I am sure you will be wondering what kind of exciting topic will begin this year. Well, I must say, it's no other topic than the slogan we have out there for the year. What's that slogan? No grief for anybody. I repeat, no grief for anybody. Oh yes, that's the topic for this particular episode. As you all know that on my podcast, it is all about unraveling, investigating, digging deep, and searching what have become of mystery to the world. I'm here today to bring us the understanding and useful lessons surrounding this slogan, as it will help shape both our lives for better. Now, let me begin by explaining the phrase, no grief for anybody. Well, it appears to be in Nigerian Pidgin English, where grief means to agree or accept. Now, so it typically means when someone says no grief for anybody, it implies they don't agree or accept something. They're not actually ready to accept what that particular person is saying or what that group is saying, or not generally not accepting something. Now, that being said, it's a slang term meaning not letting anyone bully or cheat you. See, why this slogan is not new, is actually a word that has been out there for a while now. Well, the Pidgin English no grief for anybody and variation of it has been going viral since the start of the year as a motto for self-reliance and self-resilience in the face of difficulties. Now, it suggests a determination to overcome challenges without seeking or relying on assistance from any other. Now, this conveys a sense of independence and determination to face obstacles head on, refusing to be deterred or discouraged. Now, what we have been seeing out there in the world is that we have the bullies. You have those that come and they come to discourage you. In fact, there are some people that come out and give you fake news, fake dreams, fake whatsoever thing that is not supposed to happen to you. They give you all these stories and you believe in it. You let this thing affect you. And by the time all these things are affecting you, it deteriorates you and it makes you kind of lose purpose about life. Now, when you allow all these people to bully you, to give you different excuses that you cannot make it in life, some people even tell you that, if you don't do this, this thing cannot work. If you do this, this one cannot work. Don't let them dictate your life for you. This is why this term, I love it so much, this particular topic, no grief for anybody. It shows and says, don't accept everything you hear. Don't just listen to what those that are out there. Don't let them poison you with what they have in their mind. In fact, some people are there in this world that, maybe you might actually need one help or the other from them to actually move further or to move a step closer to whatever goal you are trying to achieve. And they have stayed there like a stumbling block for you, and they are not letting you pass. And you are there still trying to press forward, still going to them, trying to see, maybe they will help you. No, please. This is what this stance is talking about. Not that they are saying you should go ahead and fight or do it. No, what they are saying is that you should think widely, think outside your scope, go outside, do this thing, make it happen for yourself. If one person is the stumbling block, push that person away, then you look for, it's either you look for somebody else who can do that can actually give you that way to get to where that particular goal you're looking for, or you actually just work towards it in various other ways possible. There are some people that in the eye, if you look at them, they do as if, or they appear as if they want to help you, but in their own inner sect mind, they are not ready to help you. They are not ready to let you progress. And now take for example, these are the kind of people you're looking up to. How are you going to go? There are some particular set of people that in their mind, what they plan is that they don't want you greater than them. This always happens in family environment, in group of friends, pairs of friends, and etc. Whereby some family member, they feel like, oh, this person must not be greater than I am. And just because of this, they tend to do what? Some of them tend not to show you that right path, or some of them even tend to discourage every little thing or every little idea you have in your head. And they tend to what? They tend to break it down. They tend to discourage you. All this will not help you. So that is why they are saying, look at the broader space, look at the broader scope, forget about them. No grief for anybody. Look for your own resilience. Work towards it. Make sure that you are there to work to build something for yourself. Because people out there will not let you go forward. Not everybody that laughs, that opens it, or they open their teeth to you, that they are happy about what you're doing, or they are happy about your progress, or they are happy about this. Because take it or leave it, when you go further or you got to that your goal or that your goal, you can imagine the kind of the envy you get from people. Some people dislike you instantly. Some people even tend not to talk to you anymore. Because it's just like a normal thing. When you don't have money, there are kind of friends you have. And when you have that money, there are kind of friends again you relate with. Now, this is what is happening. When people see you grow, they tend to do what? They tend to bring you down. And just because of this, you have actually let them bring you down. And again, because they have brought you down, you are taking it as if you cannot rise up again. Or they are even telling you there is no way forward. This is another way of saying, oh, look, I no go grief for anybody. I so much love that terms because it has always worked well. You are not going to tell me if I'm going to be successful. I am going to be the one to do it. Okay, yes. I have a typical example of what I'm actually talking about. Okay, so yeah, when I was still a kid, my parents do tell me these stories. They said, there were two soldiers. They were going for war, or they are going to the war front. And one went to see a shaman. A shaman in another English context, probably an herbalist or a magician or whatsoever. One of them went there and said, oh, I want to come back alive. I have families and the likes. And the shaman did a lot of magic on him, did a lot of markings and all that, so that, okay, maybe God will not penetrate into his own body and all that. But the other one, on the other hand, was making plan that, oh yeah, yes, this is where I'm going to stay. Or I think I'm not getting that story straight. The second one also went to another shaman that he wants them to embody him with some powers and charms. And the shaman was telling him that he will not come back alive. While the other one, they were telling the other one that, oh, you will come back alive. You can go and come back. Now, what I want to bring out of this story is that when they got to the war front, the one that they told that, the one that was told that he will come back alive, he went so further to the war. In fact, I would say he killed a lot of people, won a lot of duel, but unfortunately, he died in that event. While the other one that was giving that verdict that he will not get back, he did not jump into the war front. He strategized. Probably he has a strategy of going into the war front before, or going into the middle of the crisis. but he tend to use another scope. He used another idea. I don't know whatsoever tactics that has helped him, but what I want to bring out is that he came back alive. What if he had agreed to what the shaman had said and he has been discouraged by it, and he went to this war front and he ended up getting killed? It will be as if the what that person have said is what has actually happened upon him. But unfortunately, the person that is supposed to come back is not the one that came back, and the one that was supposed to die came back from that particular war. So that is what we are talking about here. Don't let people, don't let them be like, don't let them be that your pests that you're looking at, that you're trying to take away. There are some pests that are in this life that they don't want you to get to where you want to get to. So they end up bringing up stories. Some of them bring up, in fact, a lot of discouraging parts to your life, and which you don't like. This brings me to the importance of this particular episode, as this phrase could inspire you to take control of your own life, believing that you and I have the capability to overcome hardship and achieve success without solely depending on external support. You see, this particular slogan or this particular topic, this topic embodies a spirit of self-sufficiency, perseverance, and resilience. You see, by adopting that mindset alone, the mindset of, oh, no grief for anybody, you can find motivation to confront difficulties with strong sense of personal responsibility and a refusal to succumb to discouragement, pressure, and etc. As this is easier said than done, developing a mindset of self-resilience and reliance takes time and practice. And I will be listing some strategy I use that has helped me and could be of help to you too. Number one is cultivate positive mindsets. Like I do, I always cultivate positive mindset in my mind. I'm always saying, yes, it's going to be better. It's going to be great. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. I cultivate this positive mindset. No matter the challenges, it's always on my head. Another one you can take use of is set clear goals. Sometimes it is because we don't set these clear goals that is why we are falling behind. Not that I am saying it because it is sweet in my mouth. Yes, I have set some goals that have actually collapsed before, and that was because probably I did not set a clear goal. But now I am setting a clear goal, and it has been working well, because when you set a clear goal, it motivates you. You have actually set some steps for you to get to that particular goal. What are the steps for you to get to that particular goal? What are you supposed to do? Is it daily? Is it by minutes? Is it by seconds? Is it by hour? What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to achieve weekly that is progressing you forward to achieving that goal? Set clear goals that are very visible for you. And this will even help you, or it will help you motivate yourself to actually get to that particular thing. Another one I use is I build self-confidence. So you can also do that. Build self-confidence. Because if you don't build self-confidence, by the time you get all these lapses, or you have this discouragement or this pressure, you could lose that confidence. But once that confidence is strong, you build that self-confidence in yourself, you have that belief in yourself, because most of these things, we are being affected by it because we don't even believe on our own self. We don't believe in ourselves at all. Another one thing I use, or another thing I actually, another strategy I use is that I embrace failure. Because I embrace failure as a learning opportunity. If you think, if you fail, you cannot go back forward. You see, this topic goes in a very different way. Is it the relationship aspect? Is it in your job environment? Is it in your working? Whatever place you can place it, just put it there. Just have that belief in yourself. Embrace failure. If you are getting pulled down in this particular place, don't say, oh yeah, you are not deemed to be successful, or you are not deemed to be rich, or you are not even deemed to have a nice boyfriend or husband, you are not deemed to have a wonderful wife. Don't have that belief. Because yeah, maybe you have a failed relationship in the past, does not mean you will not have an enjoyable one in the future. All I am saying is that all these failures are learning possibilities, are learning opportunities as well for you. Look at it, all the rich people we have out there, they have always failed in one thing before, and they learn from it, and they do what? And they tend to use, or they learn from that particular mistake, they reflect on it, and at least create something to make them overcome that challenges from happening again. These things happen to companies, individual, etc. So you can place it anywhere. Another strategy I use is reflect and learn from past experience. Just as I said, from that past experience, from that failure that you have done, or from that failure that you have seen yourself, learn from it. Reflect, why did I fail? Ask yourself that question. Why did I fail here? Oh, I failed because the capital I used was not much. Oh, I failed because the material I was supposed to use was not deemed fit. Or you can actually look at it that, oh yeah, this attitude I am having in this particular relationship, that is my stumbling block for me getting to that particular, or for me seeing a better view of that relationship I am before ending it. Now, by the time you reflect and you learn from that, your past issues or your past experiences, it helps you to rebuild yourself. It helps you to now come back alive. In fact, when you are coming back strong, it helps you a lot, because it's going to make everything so easy. You know definitely that, oh, this is where I slided, or this is where I backslided in the last time. Oh yeah, I have learned from it. So despite all, use this slogan, use this topic to progress whatsoever activities, whatsoever thing you're doing. Let it be in your mind. And again, another strategy I use is practice perseverance. You need to just persevere. It's really, really, really important, because you need to understand that you are not the only one having these difficulties, and you wouldn't be the last. You are not the first. You won't be the last. So just know that whatever thing you are facing now, it is just a stepping stone for you, and you just need to like rush into that challenges, finish it off, break it off, and move to the next one. Because if you break one challenge, another one is coming, and the more you break more challenges, the more you are going forward. So this is a very, very important topic. That is why I actually bring it forward. And let me don't let me lie to you, this particular topic is actually very broad, and this slogan is a very important one. Because yeah, don't feel what we have out there now, and it has really been affecting our youth, is the fact that some people will come and they will pressure you that, oh yes, come, if this one is not working, come on, let us add one or two things together, add some charm. Some people will tell you, let's have a particular shaman or a magician that can make that, you will just open your combo and money will appear. Or because you're having that pressure that you don't have money, you won't get it, and you succumb to this pressure, you ended up going with them to do this DAT stuff, and we all know what happened to them. We all know the experience and how they live their life. Don't let anybody pressure you to do anything. Don't let anybody tell you you cannot make it. Don't let anybody tell you you won't get there. You will get there. Build that self-confidence. Nobody's going to tell me I cannot do this thing. I will make sure I put up a try. I make sure I prove them wrong. And while doing that, I ended up seeing that it is a very, very simple thing to do, but they don't want you getting there. That is where the issue lies. So no grief for them. This slogan has really, really It has been there for long, but I just love it that it has been trending so much this year and everybody has been using it for good. Because if you do, if we are talking about using it for bad, so sorry, don't use it for bad, use it for good. Because in one way or the other, it has its advantages when you're using it for good, but when you're not using it for good, then it's on the disadvantages and the merit aspect of it all. So yeah guys, this will be all for this particular episode, and I want to be sure that you all enjoy yourself and you enjoy this particular topic I'll bring forth this particular new year. And I know you'll be seeing me on another wonderful Thursday, whereby I will be bringing another exciting topic that will help us reshape our life, will help us understand, oh, this is all what life is all about, and we move forward, we create a better life for ourselves. Don't let anybody pressure you that you cannot get that money. Don't let anybody pressure you that you need to do this to get this. Don't let anybody pressure you that, oh yeah, you won't get your husband, you won't get your wife. Don't let anybody pressure you to get something that you don't actually need at a particular time. Because all these things are accountable for why your failures are happening or why you are not getting to where you're supposed to get to. Thank you very much. I remain your wonderful, handsome host, Miles. Thank you and bye-bye. Love you.